who has shot at UFOs. Are UFOs, now called UAPs, a threat to the Earth or any nation in particular? I already discussed how UFOs attacked an island off the coast of Brazil and continued the attack for days. The residents tried to shoot them down with rifles and such, as they fired on the people. When we try and investigate UFO sightings, we don't get all the data because the data the government gets using its sensors, cameras and maybe other instruments is not given to us. We could have satellites going around the planet which are equipped with all sorts of devices which are devoted to answering the secrets of UFOs. We know there are now thousands of satellites circling the Earth. There are so many, it is getting harder to avoid hitting one on a launch. This is a problem which is going to have to be solved soon, especially now that more countries are putting them up. One thing I wonder about, because UFOs seem to be so curious about us, is are they checking out our satellites? I think most of us know by now there is at least one satellite which is said to be an alien satellite named the Black Knight, which appears and disappears. What are aliens and UFOs up to? This is a question we have been asking for years, and some have given different answers to this, but they are all guesses, and how could they not be? We know nothing about the thought process of an alien. Things could be important to them which we would not even give a second thought to. If there are different alien races visiting the Earth, which seems to be the case, it makes it even harder to determine this since each race might have a different motive for coming here. There was a time when the United States sold jet fighters to Iran. It was when the Shah of Iran ruled the country. One of the planes we sold them was the F-4 Phantom and the powerful F-14 Tomcat. It was a great plane and there are still some being used in that country. During one UFO sighting, the Iranians sent up these planes to shoot down UFOs that were flying over their country. The UFOs were described as luminous objects. I don't know if they ever succeeded in shooting one down, but I don't think so. During another chase, the Iranian pilot tried to lock his targeting radar onto a UFO, but it got disrupted. Then it happened during a scrambling of F-14s. One was sent up and exploded. Did the UFO cause this, or was it caused by inferior parts due to the embargo we put on the Iranians? Jeremy Corbell is a documentary filmmaker. He is famous for his UFO videos. He states he has seen videos which prove our military had tried to shoot down UFOs. In Vietnam, it is said we tried to shoot down a UFO after it sunk one of our swift boats. Apparently, it had been fired on before because in another area it fired a missile it had caught at an Australian warship. Many believe the US had routinely fired on UFOs, but some say now we no longer do this. Could this have anything to do with the fact many witnesses say we are working with some aliens? In 1989, UFOs were reported over Belgium and two F-16s were dispatched. Some say what was seen in the sky was something other than a UFO. When the fighters were in the sky hunting for the UFOs, they were trying to get a radar lock on them, but couldn't, and claim they didn't see them. Later something was seen, but some believe it was not a UFO, but most believe it was. One country I couldn't blame for shooting at UFOs is Chile, since they knew about the attack on the Brazilian island by UFOs. Chile is said to release all its UFO information to the public. I can't say if Chile ever fired on a UFO. One country we know for sure which fired on a UFO was the Soviet Union. A UFO was flying in the sky above the country when it came directly over a missile battery. The battery commander, it is said, believed he saw an American or Japanese craft and ordered the battery to fire on the object. The missiles never had any effect on the UFO and it slowly flew away. There is a couple of stories where Russia has been fired upon by UFOs. It is said a UFO killed 23 Russian soldiers by hitting them with a ray which turned them to stone. There was at least one more attack where a building was blown up. The building housed a Russian radar weapon which the Russians thought could disrupt the power on a UFO and make it crash. A UFO fired a beam which went through a soldier without harming him, but blew up the weapon and the building. China is very interested in UFOs, and there has been a disclosure that China and Russia have been cooperating in not only investigating UFOs, but it has to be more because they have lost several planes according to reports. Could it be they are trying to capture a UFO by disabling it? It is possible, as is the fact maybe we are also trying to do that. I guess the big problem is, how does a race of humans which is clearly hundreds or perhaps thousands of years behind in technology do that? It would be like trying to attack a modern aircraft carrier with slingshots. Still, the Russians and Chinese seem to be getting closer together, and it seems Iran and North Korea would love to join with them. Will there be some sort of discovery or event which will allow us to break through the barrier of being so far behind in technology? I guess there is much to take into consideration. Are we really that far behind, or are we really much more advanced, but it is being kept secret, and the only ones who know this are those heads of plants which build secret things and a few in the government? Should anyone be shooting at UFOs? Since it is such a losing proposition, I would think not, at least until we know how to become effective. After that point, I would think only if we are being attacked. As I have said so many times, we should be trying to make contact, not war.